بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to one and all the listeners, and welcome to the FIQH program, the FIQH segment of the program that Alhamdulillah we had started the sunnahs of Salah last week, and we will continue with the sunnahs of Salah this week. As was mentioned last week, that there are 21 sunnahs in namaz. Now, what does it mean when we say there are 21 sunnahs in Salah? It means that ultimately, these, by leaving them out, a person's Salah will still be complete, because it is not fard and it is not wajib. But, however, the beauty and the husn of a person's Salah will be when he does it in accordance with the way that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it, and with the way that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in how to read Salah. So we can read Salah and say that, you know what, I fulfill the wajibat and I fulfill the faraid of Salah, and therefore it is not necessary for me to read, for example, the thana and the ta'awud and the tasmiyah, the bismillah. We don't have to say it, it's not for us, so we don't have to say it. Yes, technically you would be right. However, let us remember that the beauty of a person's Salah, and never mind Salah, but the beauty of every action of ours, and especially all our ibadat, is when we do it in according to the way that Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did it, and in the way that he taught us how to do it. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, that read Salah as you have seen me performing Salah. So with this in mind, we will go through the balance of the sunnahs of Salah. And like I say, we had done the first 12 last week, and we will do the remainder, 21 in total. We'll do the remainder of the sunnahs this week, inshallah. So what are the sunnahs? If I can go through very, very quickly, the first 12 we discussed last week, to raise the hands up to the ears before saying takbir at-tahrima, while raising the hands for takbir, to keep the fingers of both the hands raised and the palms facing qibla, not to bend the head when saying takbir at-tahrima, the saying of takbir at-tahrima and other takbirs allowed by the imam, to fold the right hand around or over the left hand, and they both must be below the navel. This is for men. The saying of thana, that is subhanakallahumma, till the end. To recite a'udhu billah, to recite bismillah, to recite surah fatiha only in the third and fourth rakats of a fard namaz. To say ameen softly, to recite the thana, ta'awud, bismillah and ameen all softly. To recite as much qira'ah as is sunnah for every salah. Those are the 12 that we discussed last week at least in detail. So the balance of them we start today, and that is number 13 now, to say tasbih at least 3 times each in ruku and sajda. To say the tasbih, that is subhana rabbi al-azim when a person is in ruku, and subhana rabbi al-a'la when a person is in sajda, to recite this at least 3 times. The person may recite more than this, an odd number of times, for example, 5, 7, etc., etc. But to recite it at least 3 times is sunnah. To keep the back and the head in the same level while holding the knees with the fingers of both hands in ruku'ah. So when a person is making ruku'ah, to make sure that his back and his head is in the same level. So the back should be straight and the head should be in line with the back. So it shouldn't be that the head is upwards or the head is down, and therefore it is not straight. The head should be kept in such a position so that the back and the head are on the same level. The knees obviously will be grasped will be grasped over the knees while a person is in ruku'. So this is sunnah. The saying of the imam, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, when coming up from ruku', followed by the muqtadi, the follower. So if we are reading salah in jama'at, as we do in the masjid, etc., where a person can be reading at home as well, jama'at can be made at any place, but generally we perform our salah with jama'at in the masjid or in a jama'at khana. So when a person, or the imam rather, says, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, coming up from ruku'. What does sami'a Allahu liman hamida means? It means that Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Because we just said subhana rabbiyal azim while we were in ruku'. So when we're coming up, we are saying that Allah has heard the one who has praised him. And then the muqtadi, so the imam should say sami'a Allahu liman hamida, and the muqtadi should then say rabbana lakal hamd. Rabbana lakal hamd. That, O our Lord, for you is all praise. The munfarid, the one who is performing namaz alone, that is a person who is not performing salah behind the imam, that is termed or referred to as a munfarid, a person who is performing salah alone. So he should recite both the tasmi' and the tahmid. That means he should say both sami' Allahu liman hamida and rabbana lakal hamd. So our ladies that are listening, when you are reciting your salah at home, and you generally will be reading salah alone, then you will be reading you will be saying sami' Allahu liman hamida and rabbana lakal hamd. While going into sajda, to first place the knees, then the palms, followed by the nose, and lastly the forehead on the ground. So when we go into sajda, we should not put our hands first on the ground and then drop the knees, unless a person is old or a person has some sickness or injury or whatever the case may be, and that does not allow him to drop to his knees without placing his hands first to drop his fall, that will be okay. But in normal situations, normal circumstances, a person should try, and when going down, go down first where the knees will be placed on the ground, then the palms, followed by the nose, and lastly the forehead. In qaida or jalsa, that means when a person is sitting in between the two sajdas, that is referred to as jalsa. And when a person is in a sitting position after making two sajdas, so it will either be in the second rakat, third rakat, or fourth rakat, depending what type of salah it is, then the placing of the left foot on the ground horizontally and sitting upon it. So a person should sit on his left foot, which will be placed horizontally, flat on the ground, and raising the right foot vertically so that the toes are facing the qibla. Now this is for the males, obviously. When we discuss the salah for a female, then we will mention the subtle differences in the namaz for a man and the namaz for a woman. But this is for a man, that he will sit on the left foot, which will be placed horizontally on the ground, and then the right foot will be then placed vertically so that the toes are facing qibla and resting both the palms on the thighs. So the palms will be placed on the thighs, he will be sitting on his left foot, which will be flat horizontal, and the right foot will be placed vertically, and he will be bending his toes so that the toes are facing qibla. To raise the index finger of the right hand, as one says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, in tashahud. So when we are reciting our tashahud, attahiyyatu lillahi was salawatu was tayyibat, remember that our palms are on our thighs when we are sitting in the qaida position, in the sitting position. Now when we start our tashahud, attahiyyatu lillahi was salawatu was tayyibat, assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Now when we say ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then we should lift the index finger of our right hand at that time. And when we say illallah, then we should drop it again. So at ashhadu, you will pick the finger up. At illallah, you will drop it. And then you will continue with the balance. Wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. That is your tashahud. To recite durood sharif in qaida akhira. So that what we are saying in this previous sunnah is that the raising of the index finger of the right hand is the sunnah. Remember that reading tashahud is wajib. A person has to read at-tahiyyatul. We're not talking about the tashahud. The tashahud is wajib. We are saying that at the time of reading tashahud, when you reach the point of ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, then to raise the index finger. So the raising of the index finger here is the sunnah. That is what we are referring to as sunnah. Okay, now once the tashahud is finished, to recite the durood sharif and the dua after the durood sharif, this is sunnah as well. So after finishing off with the tashahud, in qaida akhira, now where you're going to be making salam, after the tashahud is wajib, you have to read it. The Durood Sharif after Tashahud and the Dua after the Durood Sharif, these are Sunnah. If a person doesn't read it, Namaz will be complete. But like I say, the beauty of Namaz will be taken away. So we should read the Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. This Durood Sharif should be read. And then after the Durood Sharif, a person should read the Dua Ma'thura, which is Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. If a person does not know the Durood Sharif that is mentioned with regard to the Salat, for example, this Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, he can read any Durood Sharif, no problem. And if a person doesn't know the Dua after the Durood, then he is permitted to read at least Rabbah ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. He can read that dua also after he recites the tashahud and the short durood. Even if you read صلى الله عليه وسلم و اللهم صل على محمد النبي و اللهم صل على محمد وبارك وسلم, any type of durood will suffice. However, the durood that I initially read, that is the right one and the sunnah one to read. Then also the dua, we can read the Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi. If a person doesn't know that, like I said, we can read Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana till the end. And finally, to turn the face for salam towards the right first and then to the left. To turn the face for salam towards the right first and then to the left. This is basically the last sunnah. So to turn, so person shouldn't turn to the left first and then to the right. Now in the wajibat we discussed that the saying of salam is wajib. The saying of salam is wajib to end the salah, to terminate the salah. We have to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Person says it one time also, is fine. That is wajib. But to say it twice, first to the right, then to the left, that is sunnah. And that is the way it should be. Done. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept our efforts. And may He make it easy for us to make amal on the teachings of deen and grant us understanding and increase us in knowledge. Jazakumullahu khairan. Until next week, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.